Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0, 100-0.com. I am Fuck It! And that stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. Today, guys, I'm going to talk to you about cracking the confidence code, okay? Now, everybody knows, like, with a safe, there's a code, and you try to crack the code, right? So you can get into the safe. Well, I do believe that with confidence, self-confidence, there's a code as well. And I think there's three things I'd like to focus on, at least in this video, okay? One is placebo effect. The other is understanding individuality. And the third is being prepared, okay? So I'm going to go a little bit into each one of those, okay? So placebo effect kind of speaks to the fake it till you make it type of mentality, right? And people can either like wear the right suit or have the right haircut or, you know, talk the right game, even if they're not experiencing success and whatever they're trying to look confident on or who they're trying to look confident in front of, you can fake it, right? And that works for some people. I think on some level, all three of these in combination work very well. And I think your smartest, best, and brightest know how to maximize this. And you should look to those and learn from that, right? So fake it till you make it, that's one way. Second way is understanding individuality or uniqueness. So, you know, sometimes you'll see like, you know, megastars, either in politics or in media, movies, music, whatnot, and just looking at them, if they weren't who they were, meaning they weren't this megastar and you just saw them in the street, you would just think they're, you know, nobody special. There's people that have sex appeal that if they were just somebody who was not a star, they wouldn't look that attractive to you or you wouldn't understand their appeal. But what that individual has, whether they have like a unique visual or cosmetic flaw or speech impediment, or they don't necessarily have the greatest body in the world, is they have an understanding of their uniqueness and that there is nobody quite like them. And when you have that understanding and you actually see value in it, because there is value in you being who you are and the way you look and, you know, all of that stuff, your unique skill sets, abilities. And when you understand that and you really buy in on yourself, you bet on yourself, then you're going to have a level of self-confidence that most people aren't going to have. Okay. And the third thing is being prepared, right? Meaning know your shit. So let's say you have a big meeting coming up or a presentation and you haven't done the work to really know the material that you're going to present, or you don't necessarily buy in to everything you're trying to convince somebody of. It's going to come off because you're going to speak a little bit more apprehensively. You might be more vague, or you might say things a little bit more sheepishly as opposed to somebody who really believes it and will say it with confidence. Okay. So let's say you're studying, you know, how to win friends and influence people. Okay. And you really know your stuff there. When you get in front of people, you're going to speak with a confidence because you know the material so well, especially if you've practiced it, right? And repetition's the mother of skill. And if you've done that, then you're really going to be dangerous, especially when you put all three of these together. But like everything else, it's a process. So think about it, guys. Let's crack that confidence code, make you undersized underdogs step up to the next level, right? Almost 2020. Let's do this. Like, share, subscribe. Talk to you guys again soon. Be confident.